When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Emily Connolly with me, and we are talking about, drumroll please, audiobooks.
Yes, we are. And today I have an excellent new audiobook called There's Always This Year on Basketball and Ascension, and it's written and narrated by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it's an Earphones Award winner too.
I can understand why. I've heard him read before. He's had two poetry collections, three nonfiction books. He's a cultural critic with the New York Times. He's one of those people that comes under the heading, does the man ever sleep?
I am newer to his work and not somebody who reads or thinks a lot about basketball, aside from, you know, I enjoyed watching it when I was in school, but had heard such good things about this, especially from our reviewer, Laura. She just was raving about it. So I thought I'd give it a listen. And his writing is so rhythmic and rich, and getting to hear him narrate it is such a treat. And I feel like he just draws you into these stories and these ideas and conveys them so beautifully. It's wonderful to listen to.
A reviewer of The Guardian, of all places. You don't think of Britain as following basketball a great deal, but the reviewer said that Abdurraqib's writing, he makes watching sports akin to watching miracles, which I just loved.
Yeah, it's about basketball, but it's also about him. It's a memoir and about music and about living in Columbus, Ohio, and what it means to be from a place and to stay there and want to stay there, and what it means to leave and come back and hope and all these different things that are all, he connects to basketball in different ways, but also explores outside of that too. And there are things that, you know, he talks about LeBron James's legacy.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course, but also talks about other brilliant players that we never heard about who didn't get the same chance to shine, who were, you know, playing for the joy of it. And I just loved getting his perspective on all these different things. I really enjoyed listening to this, especially right now while, you know, the college basketball games have been going on.
Does he talk about music at all in this?
He does a bit, yes.
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
And one of the things that struck me after I finished was, you know, throughout the book, he's talking about times that he's watching basketball, whether it's in person, on the courts, outside of schools, or on, you know, sneaking into better seats courtside on big games, but also like in the apartments of his apartment and friends' apartments, from bars, and on a scratchy TV while he was incarcerated, and while he was living in Connecticut with someone in a relationship that didn't work out and missing home. And it was just sort of this touchstone all throughout his life, watching basketball and thinking about it and thinking about how it relates to home.
And yeah, it's like the best part of sports. Well, let's hear a little, shall we?
Sure. So this is a part from the beginning where he's talking about enemies and secret handshakes with his friends and finding a reprieve in others.
This is There's Always This Year on Basketball and Ascension. It's by Hanif Abdurraqib and narrated by him too.
There are a lot of things our enemies get wrong, to be clear. But one thing they most certainly get wrong is the impulse that they should be in on anything. And that which they aren't in on is the result of some kind of evil. But please believe, me and my boys made up handshakes that were just ours. Ones where we would slap hands and then make new shared designs out of our bent fingers, pulled back and punctuated with a snap. We would break them out before parting ways at the bus stop to go to our separate schools, and then break them out again upon our return at the end of the day. The series of moves was quick, but still slow enough to linger. Rarely are these motions talked about as the motions of love. And since we are talking about our loves over our enemies, Lord knows I will take whatever I can to be in the presence of my people, to have a secret that is just ours, played out through some quiet and invented choreography, a touch between us that lingers just long enough to know we've put some work into our love for each other.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like you're being carried out by a wave, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there were times when I'd be thinking, like, I wonder when this sentence has ended. She's just carrying this very rhythmic way of writing and very, like, these big ideas. I would be curious to see the print book, too, and see how it's written, because he narrates it so beautifully. And I feel like you get carried along.
Oh, he's a wonderful reader of his own work, right? I mean, wow. That is There's Always This Year on Basketball and Ascension by Hanif Adurakib. I will talk to you tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing what's coming up.
Talk to you then.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from number one New York Times best-selling author and award-winning Today Show co-host, Savannah Guthrie, and her new book, Mostly What God Does, available everywhere. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.